If a person wants to truly acquire Torah, if you want to become a Ben Torah, the Braisa Masechtas always tells us, Kachi Darka Shel Torah. This is what you should do. Pas Mabelech Toichel. You should eat bread with salt. Imayim B'Mesura Tishta. Drink ration water. V'la'aris Tishan. Sleep on the ground. Live a life of simplicity. Imata Oysa Kein. If you do so, says the Braisa, Ashrecha B'Toivlach. Ashrecha B'Oilam Hazeh. You will be happy in this world. B'Toivlach L'Oilam Haba. And it will be good for you in Oilam Haba. This doesn't mean that someone wealthy must live on stale bread and sleep on the floor. But it does mean minimizing indulgence in material pleasures. Because you can't serve two masters. If your life is devoted to materialism, if your life is focused on comfort and obtaining all of the luxuries the world has to offer, and you want to keep up with the Joneses, then inevitably your spiritual life will take a backseat. You will be too distracted to focus on serving your true master. Question is, the Braisa says, "Im ata oisakein, if you do so, ashrecha v'toivlach." What is the word ata adding over here? He could have said, "Im oisakein." Why im ata oisakein? And the Medrash Shmuel says something very powerful. Perhaps you're worried that such a life of simplicity, a life living beneath your means, will make you miserable. Says the Braisa, "Im ata oisakein." Go ahead and try it out. And I promise you, ashrecha b'olam hazeh. You will be happy in this world. Not only in Olam Haba, in this world as well. You'll be happy. You'll experience great contentment and fulfillment and inner peace. Free from all the clutter. Free from the toxic comparison game. Free from the emotional weight of chasing status or keeping up with the high society crowd. Free from the endless obligations and pressures that come from having more. Chazal say, Marba nechasim, marba daga. The more possessions you own, the more anxiety. The Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra brings a remarkable story. Rabbi Shua had a son by the name of Yosef. One day, they were sitting together and suddenly, his son fell ill and he lost consciousness. And he slipped into a coma. And his soul went up to heaven. He had an out-of-body experience. And then, miraculously, he regained consciousness and came back to life. And his father asked him, "When you left us and went up to heaven, my chazes, what did you see up there?" Amalayim, he tells his father, "Oilam hafach risi. I saw an inverted world. Alyoinim lamatam. Those above, those who are considered important and prestigious in this world, were lamata. They were insignificant over there. They were placed all the way in the back. V'tachtoinim lamala. Those are insignificant in this world. However, in the oilam ha'emes, they were given much honor and respect." And his father tells him, "You're mistaken, my son. Oilam bara risi. You didn't see an upside down world. You saw a clear world. He saw the ultimate truth." The question is, why did he call the Olam Bara a clear world? He should have said, "Olam Yasher. You think you saw an upside down world? No, you saw Olam Yasher. You saw a straight and upright world. Yasher is the opposite of Hafak, not Bara." And the answer is, Rabbi Shua was telling his son something very profound. He said, "I'm not referring to the next world. That is obviously a world of clarity. I'm saying something much deeper. When you were there and you looked back at this world, for the first time, you saw Olam Bara. You saw a world of clarity. You saw the reality of this world. The people that are on top in the next world, those people devoted to Torah, are really on top in this world as well. And the person that's all the way in the back in the next world is also on the bottom in this world. That wealthy person, that famous person that everyone is so envious of, is actually miserable inside. He's driving around in his luxury car, and he's flying around the world on his private jet from his mansion in Florida to his mansion in Israel. Beneath the surface is a man in pain. Underneath the veneer is a man wallowing in misery. This wealthy person, he's needy, he needs constant attention, he needs everyone's approval. We think he's living the life, but in truth, he's barely living. And meanwhile, the simple Talmud Chacham that's learning in hardship, and he doesn't even know how he'll pay his rent this month. He's on top. He's filled with joy and purpose and meaning. That's why he said, Olam bara risi. You saw a clear world. Just like it's clear up there, it's clear over here. Whoever's happy up there is happy down here as well. Warren Buffett is one of the wealthiest people in the world. He's worth about $150 billion. But that is not what makes him so remarkable. Despite his enormous wealth, the 93-year-old Buffett has lived in the same modest house in Omaha, Nebraska for 66 years. A reporter once asked him, "Warren, Mr. Buffett, Why don't you build yourself one of those huge luxury mansions in Beverly Hills, like all of those other rich and famous people? And he said, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm happy right here in Nebraska. If I thought I'd be happy someplace else, I'd move. This house is just fine for me. I'm warm in the winter, I'm cool in the summer. It's convenient for me. I couldn't even imagine a better house. And this is coming from a man that could afford any mansion in the world. Up until a few years ago, he had a simple flip phone. Warren Buffett isn't free and happy because of his wealth. He's free because he doesn't need wealth to be happy. And many others are starting to feel the same way. There's a rising trend in America and around the world, and not just in Lakewood or Muncie or Bnei Brak, of people ditching their smartphones for dumb phones. They're craving simplicity. True joy doesn't come from more. It comes from having less to worry about. True happiness comes from clarity, from living a life aligned with the truth, not illusion. And that is what the Bryce is telling us. Im ata oisaken, try it out. Live with less distraction, less pressure, less stuff. Focus your mind and your time and energy on what really matters. And you'll see, ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. You'll be happy and content in this world as well. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.